This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and a satellite, too. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there right now working on the third watch, especially the over-the-road truck drivers, thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. So that covers all the bases. In the meantime, we're back with hour number two, and the professor of politics in California, Kyle Warren, is on board. And good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
What's the temperature out there now?
Right now, it's about 55 degrees where I am.
Well, we're warmer than you are. Imagine that. We've been a little colder than this. But right now, we're 69 degrees. It's the warmest it's been in several days at this time of the night, and I'll take it.
Exactly right, yep.
Okay, you ready to say the pledge for the second time?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic. For which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, I'm going to start with something here. First of all, 40% of those polled across the country believe that Joe Biden is mentally unfit to hold office.
Well, it's not a laughing matter, really, but it's certainly something to see these kinds of numbers, begin to come in, Captain. Not only just about popularity, but now, of course, about fitness. And this is something that you and I have been talking about for a very long time, back before the election ever occurred, back during the campaign. We could tell what was happening to Joe Biden. And I'll say this. You know, the Joe Biden of 6 months ago or a year ago has changed completely. Uh-huh. It's measurable. It's sometimes things happen slowly over time. But go back and look at some of these the tapes or video of Biden talking back during the campaign, and you'll see a different Joe Biden. Still very strange, but it's stranger now.
Now, I want to say good morning to Frank. He sent us a message. It says, the only three words we need to know is build back better. The truth of the Biden-Pelosi BS. Good morning, Captain and Professor. God bless America. You bet you, Frank.
Well, that's right. Yeah, build back better. I like that.
Yeah, well, true. So very true. All right. I'm going to say something here because a lot of people have been asking me questions here, and I did a little check-in yesterday, and this is actually going to be brought up with Chris Markowski. Morgan Stanley, you know who they are, right?
Right.
They say that batteries are the new oil. The global battery economy is a new oil and will reshape century-old supply chains while establishing a new industry, according to Morgan Stanley. Much of the attention surrounding electric vehicles focuses on the car companies like Tesla, Lucid, Rivian, etc., but there are many more ways for investors to capitalize on the burgeoning industry, and that is to invest in batteries. The market for electric vehicle batteries will hit $525 billion by the year 2040 amidst a sharp jump driven by the technological advancements and supportive policies. The ESG factors will also boost sales. So people have asked me about that. I found that little story, so I thought I'd throw it out there. But I'm still not, they'll have to drag me to drive an electric car.
Well, I do think that in some cases there's going to be some real mission-specific applications for electric vehicles. Over time, technology will improve. But it's the batteries themselves. Mm-hmm. It sounds good. We're going to have battery-powered cars. But what happens to the batteries after they're no longer after you have to replace them? And in any electric car, you have to replace them fairly quickly. It's kind of like, hey, here's a car, but you're going to have to replace the engine after 4 years or something like that. Yeah.
And there was a guy that came over from about a mile away on his golf cart, because you can travel the streets over there by me on golf carts. And he was about a mile away. He came over. He was riding up and down the streets, visiting his neighbors. And he stopped across the street from me, shut off his golf cart. And when he went to turn it back on, guess what?
It was dead.
The battery was dead.
Yep.
And I said to him, I says, well, I got an extension cord. He goes, oh, no. It takes over an hour for this thing just to come up to a trickle charge to give me enough to go where I need to go. And I said, okay, well, what's the next thing? He says, I'll need to get pushed back to my house.
Oh, wow. Well,
that's all I want to know about electric.
Right. Well, I guess nuclear-powered golf carts are out of the question at this point. Yeah.
All right, let's go over to the phone. We've got Mary on the line. What's going on there?
Good morning. Also, with the electric batteries, you can't give someone a jump right away when they're stuck. So my neighbor just came over yesterday. She had to go to the hospital for her son who has leukemia, and she had to borrow my phone, and I have a landline because her battery had, quote, blown her phone up. So, you know, it's like, and I loaned her my cell phone to take up to the hospital, but I got to tell you, these batteries don't work. I cannot even find a decent flashlight battery that lasts. So I think it's a bunch of baloney.
All right. All right. We got to go. Here comes the music. Okay. Well, Kyle, we'll take that up when we come back. And, folks, this is the Captain's America Third Watch. You are listening to our Friday morning edition. And Kyle is going to take us out on the break here. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more. And he's going to give you the phone number.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Well, I guess I'll give you the phone number, 877-969-8600. I'll be right back.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
It's 2 o'clock in the morning and news breaks. When you need to know, the place to go from 2 to 6 a.m. is the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. I'll see you there.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Well, thank you very much, all you famous people that were doing that, and we appreciate that. Last one was Mark Walters, of course, Armed American Radio, and you'll hear him Sunday nights on many of these same stations on his Armed America Monster Show, Armed America Radio. To make sure you tune into that. It's a great show. Now, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Mr. Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, I want to talk about a new poll that shows the overwhelming majority of West Virginia voters now support Joe Manchin's opposition to Biden's massive spending bill by about 2-1. Do you think he's going to risk the opportunity of alienating his voting base by voting for this? I don't.
I don't think so, at least at this point, at least not in its current incarnation for sure. But either way, Captain, this massive spending is now beginning to be seen for exactly what it is. It's not going to make your life better. It's not going to put the country on a better track. It's not going to build anything back better. It's going to spend, and the money's not going to go, I think, where people are told it's going to go. Otherwise, we'd actually see something actually happen. But in reality, it's going to be a lot more of the same. It sets up the Democrats for more power, and that's not something that we need to give them at this point.
Now, we have another more smarter than she thinks she is person who chimed in about the gas price situation. You know who it is, don't you?
Is that our favorite, Jen Psaki?
Yeah, Jen Psaki. Well, you know, Jen Psaki argued that the high gas prices are actually beneficial because they'll force the U.S. to increase our investment in renewable energy, a la electric cars. Well, that being said, there's one little problem with all that. She says, look, our view is that the rise in gas prices over the long term makes an even stronger case for doubling down our investment and our focus on clean energy options so that we're not relying on the fluctuations of OPEC and their willingness to put more supply and meet the demands of the market. Great. Wonderful. What planet did she come from?
Well, she came from planet Psaki. I'm pretty sure our planet Biden, perhaps. But, you know, Captain, inherent in that statement is, well, we can't be worried about what OPEC's going to do. Was Donald Trump worried about what OPEC was going to do? I don't think he was, because he got us to be energy independent. So what Jen Psaki is doing is she's setting up a false premise that somehow oil equals depend on OPEC, or the internal combustion engine, you know, it relies on OPEC. When Donald Trump showed that that wasn't really the case.
Yeah, and there's one other little thing to all of this energy thing that nobody said anything about, and I've been quiet about it for a while because I wanted to check on it. The Civilian Climate Corps. Have you heard about them?
Yes.
Have you heard how many people they're going to recruit into it if they can?
How many?
300,000. Do you know what the point of it is?
Go around and I think go around and promote or take some kind of action on climate change.
It's a little bit more than that. They're going to go around and they're going to report the people that are wasting energy by gasoline or oil or kerosene or jet fuel or whatever to try to convince them through fines and other things. You know, if the violation's bad enough, they'll be given fines to bring them into the fold of the modern renewable energy age.
Oh, well, bring them into the fold. Does that equal something like re-education?
It goes back to where I was at, the fundamental transformation of America by a different name, Build Back Better.
Well, exactly. But the idea of bringing people into the fold means, that they would obviously coerce them into
The fold. And the Democrats are sworn to destroying America's energy industry. And to that I say, okay, the war's on.
Well, but what makes America able to do the things that it does?
Energy.
Energy, exactly. What makes America able to defend itself and come to the aid of its allies?
Energy.
Energy, exactly. Mm-hmm. So you hit it on the head, Captain, and that is, that's exactly what they want to destroy, because if they cut the legs out from under America, some of their compatriots, as it were, can run roughshod over whatever they want to do.
And the Navy did just launch another nuclear-powered fast attack ship, so they get the message. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Mel in Saratoga Springs, what's on your mind?
Yeah, never mind about the Prime Minister of Lies, that Jen Psaki and this Climate Corps people. They come sneaking around my property. They'd be looking down the business end of a chainsaw. But I thought you were going to speak about Mary's question in regards to batteries. I'd like to hear that. Thank you, Captain.
All right, regarding batteries, let's see. I mentioned last hour about batteries, and we talked about the fact that there is a company out there and an investment firm that's trying to make a very sound approach to getting people to buy on that. Now, the batteries, when it comes to whether or not they're actually the older style battery, which, by the way, they're the ones that have gotten hot in computers and hot in phones and exploded, correct?
Right.
And now we have the new type.
Right.
Which is made out of the new battery substance that they find where?
Where's that?
Afghanistan.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Largest
supply of raw material to build the brand new style batteries that they have happens to be in Afghanistan.
And who's buddying up to Afghanistan right now?
China,
precisely. So they're going to be able to corner the market. Joe Biden let that sort of slip through his fingers as well. That's not to say that we're not going to see a lot of battery-powered things, but what they've done is they've lost the ball.
Now, I'm talking about lithium. Somebody said, what are you talking about? I said, I'm talking about lithium. The way that the electric batteries were made originally, where the United States has got material for it, this, that, and the other, they are not as long-term, long-living, stable in terms of maintaining their charge as the lithium batteries are. And if they're going to have electric cars, they're not going to be able to run them on these standard batteries that they had in the forklifts and whatnot for all these years in the golf carts. Perfect example is my neighbor with a golf cart that ran out of power.
Well, right, precisely. And also, to mine for these things and to produce these batteries is not really environmentally friendly.
No. And again, we don't have any lithium.
Right.
They had it in Afghanistan and we left.
That's right.
And even while we were there, we never got it.
Precisely. Yeah.
It was the North Korean crews. Now, this is true. The North Korean crews with their equipment that were manning it for the Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but again, it's this kind of dropping of the ball and missing out on something for tomorrow's technology,
mm-hmm.
which is really, you know, part and parcel of Joe Biden and his tenure in government.
Well, are you surprised?
No, not at all. And you know, Captain, we talked about this during the campaign as well. Joe Biden's been there for forever and never really been able to do anything. In fact, he's actually been detrimental. He was on the wrong side of every decision that was made. We don't want to rehash the whole thing, but, you know, he didn't even want to go get Osama bin Laden, evidently. Mm-hmm. I mean, so it just goes to show.
By the way, when Chris Markowski comes on?
Yeah.
I'm going to ask him if he's got a coat on.
Okay.
It's 49 degrees and clear skies in New York.
Yep.
Yep. And
yeah,
tomorrow's going to be partly cloudy and the same.
Yep. And something's going to be coming in, storm systems and so forth, over the weekend, I think.
Yeah. And by next week, it'll be down in the low 40s to upper 30s.
Yep.
Oh, well. But then again, I shouldn't say much because it's going to be in the 40s down here at that same time for a night or two.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
By the way, did you see up in the peanut gallery, AOC appeared to try to interrupt McCarthy's speech on the House floor by yelling?
Yeah, I did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not surprised about that either. The decorum goes out the window.
Well, again, how does anybody figure this woman can be taken seriously when she makes comments about the natural gas pipeline, the Keystone XL pipeline, and these other pipelines hauling natural gas, when they're all oil pipelines? How can you take her seriously?
Well, sure. Well, I think the easy answer to that is that she has been declared this amazing, you know, representative congresswoman, and that everything she does is sacrosanct. You don't dare say anything about her or against her in terms of the policies or anything like that. You know, she's become sort of the darling. And, you know, the only purpose for that is to promote these radical left alien philosophies.
Do you have a message for Joy Reid real quick here? She blasted Americans yesterday for whining about things costing a little bit more.
Well,
you have a message for her?
Well, she doesn't.
Sit down and shut up.
Yeah.
How about that? Sit down and shut up, Joy. We don't want to hear you. All right. I'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics on the Captain's America Third Watch. If you want to opine, the number is 877-969-8600.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The jury in the murder trial of Kyle Rittenhouse in Kenosha, Wisconsin is still continuing. The Illinois teenager is accused of shooting three people and killing two of them during police protests in Kenosha after a shooting last year. Earlier in the day, the judge banned a news network from the courtroom.
I have instructed that no one from MSNBC News will be permitted in this building for the duration of this trial.
Judge Bruce Schroeder, a man who claimed to be an MSNBC producer, was stopped by police the night before after he was allegedly following the jury bus. NBC News says the employee was a freelancer who wasn't following the jury. Outside Atlanta, the defense has rested in the trial of three men accused of killing Ahmaud Arbery, the black man who was shot and killed while out jogging last year. Closing arguments are expected to begin on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. And partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
And I'd like to say hello to all those Eskimos up there in Alaska listening to us in the frozen tundra. And yeah, that's frozen tundra up there. So hello to everybody in Alaska tuning into us up there. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and his MyPillow company. MyPillow.com is the website. And I do things a little differently here. I'm not going to tell you to go buy a pillow, go buy a pair of slippers, go buy the sheets, this, that, and the other. I'm just going to tell you, go to the website and look at all the stuff he's got there on the homepage to begin with, because you're going to see a lot of stuff with promo codes and the prices on them. But to get the price, you got to use a promo code. Well, the promo code is always going to be Captain, one word, Captain. And when you get to the Radio Listener Specials page, which is a logo link on the homepage, and open that up, you're going to have at least two dozen items or more at even lower prices that you can save tremendous money on with the promo code Captain. Now, if you want to talk to a live person and don't want to do things on the internet, which I get, I understand, you can give them a call at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Again, promo code Captain, MyPillow.com. Telephone number 800-641-5459. You're going to like it. They got Christmas specials there. They got all kinds of things going on. Check it out. MyPillow.com, promo code Captain. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Well, you know, the Bank of America, and when I heard this and I saw this, I had to do a double take because I couldn't believe this, a bank was doing this. The Bank of America has initiated a pilot program separating vaccinated people from unvaccinated people. What the hell?
I saw this too, Captain, and it is, I think, the shape of things to come in some, if not most, of corporate America. It is very, very strange in our country that we're going to have two systems, evidently. One of them says you're vaccinated, the other says you're not. Now, evidently, the way this works out, at least from what we understand so far, this Bank of America story, is that the unvaccinated would be working on a separate floor. They wouldn't have access to other parts of the building, and they'd have, evidently, their own restroom or something like
that. Yeah, I heard that, their own bathroom.
Exactly. I mean, you know, I got to tell you, doesn't this harken back to the ideas of the different water fountains and the
yes.
things and so forth? You know, we've been through so much in this country, Captain. To start going back to this kind of concept is ridiculous.
Yep. And, of course, the OSHA administration for now has suspended the implementation and enforcement of President Joe Biden's rule that private sector workers get a COVID shot or test negative as a condition of employment. Meanwhile, there is a major class action suit continuing with a whole bunch of states that got their suits against this lumped into one. And that's working its way up through the courts right now.
It certainly is, and it's not about the vaccine per se. It's not a medical question they're talking about. They're talking about a constitutional power overreach question.
Yep. And I think they got a really good case.
Yes.
Russia is in, Nigeria is out when it comes to the Biden administration's first religious persecution designations.
Yes, isn't this interesting? Very, very much so. And, of course, one of the things that we're supposed to be doing is to shine the light on these kinds of things. Unfortunately, especially when it comes to what's happening in China and persecution of the church in China, but also of the Uyghurs and the abominable, heinous treatment that they are receiving. Even the other day, I was really shocked, Captain, when John Kerry was asked about that, about the so-called slave labor in China, and he said, not his lane. You know, he's the climate guy, he said. Mm. So now we're compartmentalizing these things, I guess.
Yeah, and then the DEA, there was tremendous news made about the DEA. They recovered a record 12,000 pounds of fentanyl. Folks, that was enough to give lethal doses to everybody that lived in the United States and then some.
Yes, that's how scary this stuff is, and also how scary it is that the amount of this can come into the United States, and I'm glad that they seized it. Absolutely.
All right, let's go to the phone line, and we've got Ian on the phone line. Good morning, Ian. Morning, Ian.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. Hey, I hear you guys talking and everything. I've been listening. I'm agreeing with everything y'all are saying, but what are you going to do? I don't mean to be, you know, wise guy. What are you going to do with all the support called courts in this free republic, this free supposedly constitutional republic we live in, start buckling and ruling for all this vaccine tyranny, okay? I mean, they're going full tilt Bolshevik for a disease, I guess you want to call it, or a
yep.
malady that's 99% survivable.
Yep.
What do you think they're going to roll out next after this? What do you think is going to happen if we have something really dangerous that the Chinese and their friends cook up and let loose? Okay, they're beta testing on us, man.
Mm-hmm.
They're just throwing us out there and seeing what kind of reaction they get. And they're going to do just like Lenin said. Lenin said, when you encounter softness with your bayonet, you stick it deeper. When you encounter resistance, you retreat, you withdraw your bayonet. This is classic Marxist tactics.
Yep.
We are so screwed, it's unbelievable. And one other thing, you guys were talking in the last segment about lithium in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
Listen, my opinion, this is just that. I could be a thousand percent wrong. They got us over in Afghanistan. The globalists baited us over there. You know, they played on our patriotism. We went over there as an enforcer and secured that place. And you know what they did? Once they got it secured, they turned it over to China. Once again, we got used for chumps and chills.
Yep.
Thanks. Bye.
Yep. And again, Kyle, I don't disagree with anything you said.
Well, no. I mean, the whole idea of bringing in these kinds of mandates and so forth should be questioned.
Right.
And by the way, I think it's important to note that we've obviously been experiencing a real virus. It's the reaction of the government that has been, wherever this virus came from, and I think it came out of the thing in Wuhan, but it's a real thing. Real people got really sick.
We have something else that they found that we talked about yesterday that was frozen in a cooler, and nobody even knew it was there, and it was smallpox.
Smallpox, that's right.
That could be even worse.
Well, absolutely. Any of these things, in other words, it all amounts to this. It equals bio warfare and that kind, that specter of what can happen to all of us in the event that something like that is released.
By the way, Senator John Kennedy, one of my favorite senators from Louisiana, said yesterday, and I quote, "The cost of heating is going up and the temperatures are going down as Biden ignores the obvious solution."
Well, right.
Drill, baby, drill.
Right. And this was all, it's important to note, Captain, that earlier this year, in January, all these things were in place. You know, America was actually sitting fairly pretty on a lot of these things. We wouldn't be talking about whether or not there's enough to go through the winter and how much it's really going to cost and so forth if President Trump had been able to continue. But here comes Biden, the Biden administration, and they simply stopped everything, either knowing the consequences, and that's bad, and if they didn't know the consequences, that's bad too. It's all bad.
Speaking of bad, Judicial Watch's Biden's Secret Service travel is costing, just to make trips to Delaware and other domestic stops, is costing the Secret Service so far $2.25 million. That's a lot more than Donald Trump's was at the same time in his administration.
Well, sure. Well, but last time I checked,
Biden's back better.
Last time I checked, Biden's a Democrat, so he's not going to raise a big red flag.
Yeah, and of course, one of our representatives, former Special Operations Officer Major Matt Waltz, now a congressman, says the appeals court did Biden a huge favor by ordering a stay and a vaccine mandate.
Well, why is that, do you think?
Well, because he doesn't have to be out there and challenging people right now.
Right.
He can be quiet and move on to something else, which is what they've obviously done.
Well, they need to change the narrative. Look what's happening with Kamala Harris, as we talked about earlier in the week as well. They have to do something where they're coming out on top, but they're not going to do that.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report here on the Captain's America Third Watch as we roll into the top of the hour here, finishing up hour number two. Denise Simon will be around. Got a lot of stuff to talk about with her, too. So don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls on.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Day products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Day. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Brakes. Let it all hang out. We gotta run.
Hammers, and that's one of their extra songs called Eastbound and Down, Loaded Up and Truckin'. And Kyle, that's been a while since I played that one, too.
Yeah, that's great, though. That's not Jerry Reed. That is the Road Hammers. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and that's your version of it. It was a little bit more modified, I'd say, because the other one, you think of Jerry Reed and the truck and all that. This one's got a gal behind the wheel, which isn't bad looking, but that's okay.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, and there you go. All right, well, you take it away. What's going on out west? And, guys, I want to remind everybody, headed across I-90 tonight, 4th of July, it's getting snowy, 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 snowy. You're probably going to have to hang iron going over there tonight. Go ahead.
That's exactly right, Captain. Up in Seattle right now, we're, of course, reading a lot of rain in that area. Also, rain in the Portland area. And Richard the Marine chimed in earlier tonight, Captain, and he let us know that where he is on the central coast of Oregon, it was 45 degrees, big storm, and lightning included at no extra charge, evidently. So hang in there, Richard the Marine, and be sure you're grounded. That's the thing. Stay indoors, away from the lightning. But that, of course, this rain's going to stay with them in Portland and Seattle areas. The forecast is for partly sunny skies on Friday. But as you move out from the Seattle area, you're still going to find some sleet as well. This is going to you're also going to find sleet as you go up I-90 through Spokane, down through Coeur d'Alene, all the way down to Missoula, Montana, a little bit north of there as well. Also rain and sleet near Boise, Idaho, near Twin Falls, also up Interstate 15 as you head to Idaho Falls as well. So be aware of that. Now also we do have, of course, there's winter weather advisories all over that area. We do have low humidity and high winds near Fort Collins in Denver, Cheyenne, Wyoming, across I-80 as you're heading up towards Elk Mountain. You've also got the high wind warnings there as well tonight. So be careful out there.
Yeah, and speaking of cold, El Paso's got a freeze warning. It goes over east all the way to Van Horn and all the way down to the Mexican line. Picks up again in Pecos and goes all the way across I-20 through the Dallas Metroplex and all the way into about halfway across Louisiana right now on I-20. And it also goes up I-30 into Arkansas to near a little town called Hope, and we all know what that's all famous for.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the southern third of Oklahoma's in a freeze warning, and that continues up into the northwest corner of Arkansas and Tulsa over east, I-40 into Fort Smith. You're going to have a freeze warning there. Now, up along the northern peninsula, the upper peninsula of Michigan, you have got snow, lake effect snow coming in. The winds seem to be out of the northwest. That's what it looks like right now. You've got snow on the western side of Michigan, eastern side of Lake Michigan, way up there to the north, Travis City, and then on down towards Lake Erie from Cleveland east to Buffalo, all the way across about 100 miles into New York on the Southern Tier Expressway and the northwest corner of Pennsylvania to include Erie in this snow. Then the snow picks up again up there around SOTUS and goes all the way to Oswego, all the way to Pulaski, on up to Watertown into the Thousand Islands Bridge and into the Tug Hill Plateau, where they're going to be getting a substantial amount of snow. Now, we do have a freeze warning in the northwestern corner of Georgia tonight. We have a frost warning right now in the central part of South Carolina, coming up out of I-95, out of Georgia, up into around Lake Santee. And then we've got some windy conditions along the eastern coast of the United States. It's not gale producing, but you've got a 15, 20-mile-an-hour wind all the way from South Florida all the way up to the middle of South Carolina. Then it picks up again around the mouth of the Chesapeake Bay. There's a gale warning there. The winds have backed off until you get up around Cape Cod. Then you've got some windy conditions up there, gale force winds, so be advised of that. But with the snow, with the cold, winter is here, and it's going to be around for a while because, Kyle, that snow is going to stick around up there, it looks like, for another day or two up off the lakes.
That's exactly right, yep.
All right, so with everything that goes on, tell us about, you got about 30 seconds, tell us about the pilot and flying J.
Well, folks, Pilot and Flying J is going to have everything you need when you're coming off the road, from that great cup of coffee to something great to eat as well. Also, if you're looking for some Christmas presents if you're out on the road, they're going to have a great selection of stuff that you can choose from. And, but don't forget, most important thing, join the Drivers Club if you haven't already and download the app so you can track your points and you can get great offers too. PilotFlyingJ.com.
All right. Give us your how to find you.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics out there in California, IA. Make sure you hear more about him by going to his website, KyleWarrenShow.com. All right, and now we're going to jump over here, and we're going to go to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Well, the big story out there right now is, how long can Kevin McCarthy talk? I guess we figured it out, a little bit more than 5 hours.
It was really quite fascinating. He has a fantastic handle on all things going on. I didn't watch it the entire time, but I mean, I don't know, I can listen to anybody for 5 hours, but he was, you know, doing his floor speech against this spending bill that they were going to actually, it was a Biden, the big one, the Build Back Better, that they were actually going to vote on last night. And, of course, they didn't, so they may do it today. That's a big may do it today.
And I got a theory on that. I got a theory on that because I talked about it with Dan DeMann, our senior political analyst in the hour number one. I don't think she actually had the votes last night to pass that.
Well, she spoke a lot, too, herself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it kind of gives you a different reason. I mean, he was giving some fantastic facts on why what Biden is doing with the oil and gas industry, why it's so devastating, things that we just never would have necessarily considered. So if any of the listeners get a chance, I would travel over to C-SPAN and pull up the video. You don't have to listen to the whole thing, but I would listen to some of it. It was really quite well done. I mean, he told a lot of personal. I mean, you got to really fill in a lot to talk almost 5 hours.
Mm.
Poor guy needed some water, but it was great.
By the way, Fred in Fort Lauderdale's chiming in. He says, "Captain, will Patrick Leahy from Vermont be replaced by a socialist or a Marxist?"
He answered his own question by the you know, asking it.
Yeah, because Bernie Sanders is every bit of both, and he's there, right?
Yeah.
We'll see. They may get something different. We'll see. All right, hold that line, and folks will be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Remember, it's all about we the people here in this program, and you make the show go. 877-969-8600 is the phone number. If you want to opine, we're going to break. We'll be back right after the break and the news, and your stations get a chance to identify themselves. See you then.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.